You've been away on a bit of a bonding session. How was that, especially as one of the new boys here?
No, it's good to get away and sort of meet all the new lads properly, really. When there's games and that, it's hard to sort of get involved with everyone. But yeah, it's nice. It was nice to have a couple of days rest of all the games we've had and come back refreshed and ready for the Preston game.
Any initiation tests for you?
No, there wasn't. No, it was quite quiet, really.
Got off lightly then?
Yeah, I did, yeah. No, I didn't have to sing or anything, but... it was nice to get away, like I said, get the feet up and recharge the batteries and sort of get to know all the boys properly.
Good group, aren't they?
Yeah, they are really close, yeah. I knew sort of under Nigel Clough at Derby, the one thing he does do is get everyone together and pull in the right direction, and if you're not, then you'll be on your way. And the lads are really close, and I think you can sort of tell that in the performances the lads have been putting in.
Does it keep a bit of a distance between you and the rest of the lads when you go away, as you did over the weekend?
It does a bit, yeah. Like you said, there's sort of things that are put on to bring all the lads together and meals and such as that. But like I said, it keeps his distance, sort of the staff and that, but they're always there if you need them. So, but like I said, it's nice to sort of go away as a group and as a club and sort of a treat us, sort of doing as well as we've been doing. And now I've got to just keep it going.
Did you need it? Because you've had an awful lot of games, big games as well, in such a short space of time. Does it take its toll? I guess it does.
Yeah, it does, yeah. More mentally as well as physically. It gives you a little chance to sort of get over any little knocks you have. It does, yeah. It's sort of nice to get the lads with kids, and that's nice to get sort of away and put your feet up properly, really. When you're at home, you're always rushing about and everything, but when you go away for 2 or 3 days like we did, you can sort of properly relax and rest completely, sort of the mind and the body.
It's back to business at Preston. You come back into a big game.
Yeah, two tough games now, Preston and Wolves. Sort of, if we've got any aspirations of doing anything this season, these are sort of games we've got to sort of try and pick points up from, sort of definitely try and get a win from one of them. It is a big game. It'll be a good test for us. Another one sort of on the road to where we want to be. And like I said, it'll probably be a marker really as to where we've come to sort of playing Preston and Wolves. You ain't really getting two better teams in the division.
Do you have to win both games this week?
No, I don't think so, no. It'll be nice to, don't get me wrong, and the way we're playing and the form we'll go into the game, then we expect to beat anyone we're playing at the minute. But we know how tough it'll be. Preston are a good team, especially at home, and like you said, Wolves are top of the league. So they're two tough games. But like I said, if we can sort of get a draw and a win maybe, then we'll still be in good stead really for where we want to be.
But you're always going to be relying on other teams slipping, and that team is Peterborough, who won at the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's 11 points now, so it is a big gap, although we've got a couple of games in hand. Ideally we'd have liked another win, maybe another two wins, but we're always playing catch up. And I mean, where we've come from, I think when I joined just under a month ago we were bottom but one, so to be talking about the playoffs now as a realistic sort of possibility, then it's a great achievement for what the lads have done over the last sort of few weeks. So, like I said, ideally it would be nice to have another couple of wins, and I think out of the games we're probably going to have to win maybe 9-10 games to get us in the playoffs, but we've just won 10 in a row, so it's possible.
Absolutely, and the belief in, the belief in the squad, I guess, at the moment must be through the roof.
Well, yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, 9 clean sheets in 10 games and 10 wins in 10, you don't get that in football,
no.
Really. So we don't fear anyone. We've proved that in the cup run as well. We've beaten teams in the Premier League and the Championship, so we're more than capable of going to Preston and beating Wolves at home. So we just need to keep it going. The lads sort of haven't got carried away in that, and we take each game as it comes.
But there's not an arrogance about the group, is there? Despite the winning run you're on, you don't detect any sense of arrogance, do you?
No, there's not. I think probably because what the lads have been through at the start of the season, they were low and lower than a snake's belly, if you like, and they couldn't buy a win. And then all of a sudden it's completely turned around. But it's like a quiet confidence, I'd probably describe it as. And with Nigel Clough as manager, he never lets you get carried away. He's always on top of you in training. So, like you said, it's that the run and that's gone now, and it's on to Preston, which is a big game tonight.
And have you seen enough of this place to want to be around it for longer?
Yeah, definitely. It's a massive club. I knew that sort of from playing here in the past, and with the gaffer as manager as well. It was a no-brainer really to come and get some games and play at a fantastic football club that should be in the Championship.
I guess you just got to shelve any talk of your future to the end of the season, have you, or is it something you can initiate now?
No, I don't really know. Like, I'm on loan, so just try and get a few games and run about and hopefully keep contributing to Sheffield United winning football matches.